All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, Alan Hikowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate you affording me this opportunity to share some time with you.
Thank you for joining us. We are here every weekend discussing various real estate topics. We have a Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office. We have many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
To search the MLS or to view our listings or to listen to archive radio shows, you can go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Or you can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Before we start, this is the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of 9/11 this weekend. And as we somberly remember this day, I thought that it was very fitting that my husband, retired New York City fireman Pat Devaney, say a few words.
On this 10th anniversary of 9/11, I want to express my sympathy to all of those who lost friends or loved ones in that terrorist attack. I was a member of the New York City Fire Department on September 11, 2001, and I lost many friends in that attack on our country. I'm never going to be the same since that day. I was very personally involved, and I am a changed man. And our country has also changed, and the FDNY has changed as a result, too. One message that I really want to convey is that we remember the people that live with the scars from that day, both physically and emotionally. Many of my brothers from the fire department are very ill as a result of the work we did down there, including myself. So please take a moment of silence to remember all those who made the ultimate sacrifice on that fateful day.
Thank you, Pat. Back to real estate. Alan, last week you were kind enough to come in with us. You are the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. And if you can just give us a little background history on yourself, please.
Yes, I've been with the board for now almost 10 years. Prior to coming to the Board of Realtors, I was the executive director of the Lackawanna County Medical Society. And prior to that, I was the director of administrative affairs with the Greater Hazleton Community Area New Development Organization, better known as CANDU. It's an industrial development corporation similar to SLIPCO. In addition, I served for 10 years as an adjunct faculty member with Misericordia University in their business department. So it's been an interesting ride.
Yes, you have a very diverse background. And prior to that, I even heard rumors that you were a policeman, police officer at one point.
I was a policeman and a paramedic. I kind of lived out my childhood fantasies as a young adult.
Well, good for you. You got it all out of your system. Well, thanks again for coming in. Last week, we talked about the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. What is a realtor? Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, the National Association of Realtors. But we didn't talk about the MLS, the multi-list service. What is that? And that's part of what you oversee every day.
It is. A main part of our board, depending on different boards, may or may not have an MLS, but most of the real estate associations or boards in northeastern Pennsylvania do have their own multi-list service or the MLS. Actually, the multi-list service is nothing more than a database that serves as an inventory for members and the general public. When you're selling your house, your realtor will generally take that listing and put it into the MLS. This MLS serves as almost like a book of inventory for other realtors to see what types of properties are for sale. Although the main part of our MLS is for residential properties, we also have a property type for sales of commercial properties, land, also for rentals, both lease and rentals of commercial and residential properties.
How many members do we have of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors? How many active licensees, realtors?
Right now we have a little over 500 members of the Board of Realtors, plus the MLS has about 650 members. The difference in those numbers are there are members from other boards who have chosen to join the multi-list service because they may have listings or in our area or would be are interested in selling properties in the area which we cover. As I shared with you last week, our coverage area is Lackawanna, Wyoming, and Susquehanna counties. The National Association of Realtors gives us jurisdictions or areas to cover. We've been given those three counties as our board. Wilkes-Barre has their own board, and other regions, Pike Wayne is another association that covers northeastern Pennsylvania.
So I could be, I'm a primary member of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, but if I wanted to be an MLS member of Pike Wayne or the Luzerne County or somewhere else, I could become a member of their multi-list and then put my data in there.
Yes, but what we're trying to do now to be a better service to the members and the general public, we are trying to regionalize the services that we're offering our members. There's several task forces within regional boards to try to, for example, standardize the format of the listing when it goes in. If you go to your website, Jackie, or the board website, which you get the information from there, that you'll see that we're trying to standardize that format, that once someone inputs it, it makes the searches a lot easier.
Right. Now, the listener may not know, but we are all using the same database, the Flex MLS.
Yes, there's several vendors in the United States, but what happened in northeastern Pennsylvania, I believe there's seven boards that are using the same vendor. It's called Flex MLS. That's a national vendor in the multi-list industry, but we've chosen to use them. So most every county in northeastern Pennsylvania uses the same database.
So the transition for regionalization would be a lot simpler because of that.
We've been working with the principals at the Flex MLS and the local boards to standardize that to make regionalization easier. Although the boards may keep their identity, as time goes in the near future, you'll see a standard input form, which will make searching a lot easier for realtors when they're looking for their property.
Well, as a member of the MLS right now, as a realtor, I may go in and do a search for the Wilkes-Barre area or the Pike Wayne or Carbon County, and I can go on there
right
now.
You can do that now, but it's very difficult to search because if you're looking for the parameters, if somebody wanted so many bedrooms or so many bathrooms or they wanted a pool, when you go there right now, if the names or the fields or the names that are in there are not the same, it's going to be very difficult. It limits us. What this will do with the standardized format, that you'll be able to search whether you're in Scranton or Pike Wayne or somewhere else, you'll be able to make that search very easily.
Well, we've wanted to do this, and it's a long time coming. I think when I was president in 2005, we had already initiated those conversations, and it's something I think all the boards want to do, and most of them.
Living and growing up in northeastern Pennsylvania, change has not come easy for our people or our residents. So
you think?
I think so.
You think they're slow to change around here?
Change is not on the top of their hit parade, but it is changing. And we are seeing more regional cooperation. And in the future, I think it'll even get better as time goes. So we're looking at regionalization, and everybody's excited about that, especially as it becomes a region more than just a local area. I think people are looking to do that. If you look on national statistics, they're saying now about 90% of all home searches begin on the MLS. So it's making it easier not only for our members, but the general public to find what they're looking for in the MLS. Jackie, your dad would remember, but I remember when my dad was a broker, when the listings came out, they came out on little 3x5 cards. Then they went to what they call sales books, that every listing would be in this book. And the books were hundreds of pages that were published every 2 weeks. And what would happen is the house may be already sold before the book came out. Now with the technology, and technology become a very important part for the real estate professional. So, and maybe we'll talk a little bit after the break, that the technology has become so important, not only for the general public in searching online, but the tools that are being provided to real estate professionals to better serve their clients and customers.
The technology has definitely increased in just the time I've been in the real estate business. I remember those books, and customers used to think that they were getting, like hitting the lottery when they would get a book. We weren't supposed to give them out, but if they ever saw a book, can I look at that book? They thought they got something special, and we've come such a long way.
You talk about change. It was interesting when the professionals thought that the internet our realtors, they thought that was going to ruin their business. But what's actually happened with the inception of the multi-list service database going on the internet, it's actually helped them. And they don't have to spend as much time with each customer because a customer knows what they're looking for. And they could do the search already, and they'll know what they're looking for. And therefore, it helps the agent to narrow the search for that client, and they can show the properties that they really want.
Well, you know, you're talking about that, but there are various websites out there, including jruddy.com. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. But the public could go just about anywhere to search the MLS.
It's important to realize that by using a website such as jruddy.com, or other ones that are tied into the MLS, it's required that we update our listings on a regular basis. Some of these sites that you'll see, we've seen that the property's been sold 6 months ago, but the National Association of Realtors mandates through their MLS committees that all listings have to be refreshed once every 7 days. But it's at the point now, anytime with our MLS, they're updated almost real time. And then we also do something called syndication that we send out to other websites or another site like realtor.com that they're updated on a regular basis. So what you see on a realtor website is real time updates.
Great. And we'll come back to that after the break. Before we go to a break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This Victorian-style two-family home is at 642 Main Street in Dixon City. This double has many upgrades, including granite countertops in the kitchen, excellent move-in condition with central air conditioning, extra-large master bedroom with an additional room on the third floor. This home also has a lot of charm and many built-ins. It has separate heat, separate water, and separate electric. That's easy for me to say. Separate. With a super large deck and a fenced-in yard. It's got a concrete drive up to the garage. That's 642 Main Street in Dixon City for $199,500.
And it is rented. The side that's rented out is $700 a month rent. And they pay their utilities, which is, that's great, you know. Okay, so it is time for a break. We will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning again, Pat. fellow realtor, and my husband. Also, our special guest, Alan Hitkowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors.
Hi, Pat and Jackie.
Hello again. Okay, before the break, we were talking about the MLS and the real-time data that not only you as the, well, you oversee in terms of what your duties are at the board office and overlooking and overseeing the MLS, but the real-time data and the extractions of our information to various websites. So there's data integrity and data verification of our MLS data. Can you explain what happens during that process?
One thing that the board is very vigilant on, as is that's mandated by the National Association of Realtors, and it's really the board's duty to the public and the realtor's duty to the public, is to provide them with valid information. And we call this data integrity. That means the information that is input by the agents when they do list the property, that it's valid information, that it's not, you know, saying things about a property that's not true. So it's very important that we do that. We have a person on staff, our MLS IT coordinator, who does oversee that, that does data verification. One thing we did several years ago, we added a software program that does just data verification, that constantly checks the validity, tax numbers and number of rooms on the what the customer sees, whether it be the, because our customers are, my customers as the board, are the realtors and the general public, that the information is valid. So what this computer program does is to make sure everything is in line with that has been inputted. If it says two bedrooms, you describe the bedrooms. So we, again, our, the duties to the public are very important. And this became a little more difficult over the years with the advanced technology that is there. People could kind of try to cut corners here and there. And that's what we were finding. It was impossible to have a person go over every listing that's put into the MLS and to make sure to verify all the information. With the addition of this program, we can verify very quickly each of the listings and each of the fields that are in there within certain guidelines. We can't catch every little thing, but the things that are in there, this program is able to verify.
Well, it cross-checks, and I think that's important because, I mean, you're right. It would be impossible for any human to be able to do that unless they sat in a room 24/7 checking all these listings. So that software is...
It's one of the few boards in Pennsylvania that has this type of verification system, but we have found that it's been very good for the board and good for our members and the general public.
Right, and a lot of times, you know, I know that we have a lot of rules and regulations that govern what we can and cannot put into the MLS, and one of the things recently, a change that has come about, is the number of photos that we have to put on. You know, up to you made that change, Alan. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I am as a realtor. There were agents, realtors, that were still only putting one picture in per listing, that front view. And the public not only wants to see more photos, but needs to see more photos. I was happy that rule actually took place.
As a seller, I want my house best portrayed out there. And with just one picture of the view, the front view of the house, you're missing the whole flavor of the house.
You know, it's funny, before we did that, not only does the board provide a lot of rules for its agent, but the National Association of Realtors provides us with a lot of rules. And up until that time, we could not mandate a minimum amount of pictures, but that changed last November. And with that change, we were now able to mandate that the number of pictures and to increase that. Yes, people are, Pat, that's correct. People are looking to see more pictures. They want to see what's in the house. And by mandating a minimum amount of pictures, it's a service to the public.
It is. And interior as well as exterior, neighborhood, backyard, back of the house, side of the house, decks.
And it's interesting because starting with the cell phones, the smartphones, and the iPads, people are able to search right there when they're looking at the house. So if they see something and if they're interested, they could actually go online with their iPhone or their iPad or some of the other smartphones and see what's involved in that property, what the specifics are, how many rooms, and what the pictures are if they're really interested. Because the community, as with the demographics, everybody's in a hurry. They don't have as much time. So by being able to look at that and determine that property, if they're interested or not, it makes it a lot easier for the seller or the buyer, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because Pennsylvania Association of Realtors just put out a survey to its members. I mentioned it last week. And within that survey, it talks about how the technological advances in the real estate industry and what the consumers want. And believe it or not, consumers still want the most commonly requested mode of contact is still email. But, you know, text messages has increased. This has skyrocketed from 20% in 2011. It's up from 2% in 2009.
Anecdotally, you hear the professionals saying that they want their customers to be able to text. At one time, they wanted to get back to them within the day. Now they want to get back within an hour through the texting, not even email. But email is still for longer messages, but they still want their text. What's going on? Even with technology, Jackie, as you've seen when you go to a closing with all these documents that are, you know, pages and pages of legal documents, what they're doing now, it's called, they're getting into a document management system where the documents could be signed and uploaded to a central site where everything is going much quicker. It's almost like a paperless closing. It's coming to that someday. But you've seen that coming in, that the documents are just being scanned and uploaded, and everybody has access to it, where before the real estate professional would be, the realtor would be running around with all these documents, where now it's uploaded with a PDF file or something like that. The lawyer has access to it. The title agent has access to it. The banker has access to it. You, the real estate, the realtor has access to it. So things are moving much quickly, and I don't even know where technology is going to go in the industry. It's just so interesting.
It's amazing, the advancements. Internet access on mobile devices, you had just talked about that, has increased nearly 75% from 2 years ago. So it is, it's just taken off.
At one time, newspaper was the choice when the advertising, but we're seeing now that there's less and less listings in the print, and it's gone to the internet.
Well, and this is it. People want to look at data and the internet and be on that MLS and look at those photos and all the information regarding. You can't get that in a print advertisement. You can do that online in the comfort of your own home at 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, so.
And some people at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Not me. Not me. Okay. One of the things before we go, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21. Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And in with us today is the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, Alan Hickowski. And we're talking about things in real estate and the technological advancements in real estate. But before we close today, I wanted to talk about, I'm amazed too by the fact that our members are so involved in the community. We have a community task force on the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors who are very heavily involved with many causes. And I want to just talk about the generosity of our members. As realtors, we are a very generous group of people.
You know, it's interesting, an industry, as the real estate industry and realtors, they're very competitive. They're all independent contractors. But when they come together to raise money for the general public, it's amazing. We have what we call our Community Services Task Force. The chairs are Elaine Shepherd and Alice Vanston, and they do an amazing job with their committee in raising funds. I can share with you, over the last 3 years, the board has raised almost $17,000 for various community groups. The biggest one, I guess, we work with is the Christmas Bureau out of the Voluntary Action Center. We raised almost $9,000 for them over the last several years. And we, almost every organization, we work with the American Cancer Society, Lordsmont, St. Francis of Assisi Kitchen, Ronald McDonald House, National MS Society, and the Women's Resource Center. As I said, it's just amazing how these individuals voluntarily go out and raise the kind of money that the board does for the general public. And these are all competitors. Realtors are competitors. They make their living against each, I guess against is not a good word, but working with each other, but they come together to raise the kind of funds that they do and to put in almost $17,000 to various local organizations for the betterment of our community. In addition, the board has also contributed money to the tsunami Katrina. So that's in addition to what some of the causes we just discussed here.
And after 9/11, they donated thousands and thousands of dollars to the Uniform Firefighters, Widows, and Children's Fund in New York. So we're always grateful for that.
There's actually called the Realtors Relief Fund. The National Association started a separate foundation to help not only within the United States, but all over the world where there are problems. And then they have contributed money. After Katrina, they not only contributed money, but they also did what through Habitat for Humanity, that we have sent so many homes, prefab homes that they build. I know in several places in Pennsylvania, our members came together, and they actually shipped whole homes down there that were constructed on site. I believe it was hundreds of homes of realtors brought together just in the area of Katrina. So it's not only contributing money, but volunteering their time. Pennsylvania has sent down on two or three separate occasions a delegation to go down and work for weeks at a time at the area in Katrina to rebuild the homes that are down there.
Yes, and the generosity, the just very generous hearts of my fellow realtors, and some of my closest friends are my competitors, and I can pick up the phone and I know they're there for me.
And that's interesting too, that even though they're competitors, it was interesting for me as the CEO watching the interrelationships, that if somebody has a problem from another office, they'll call them and they'll assist them with the problems that they're having, even though they may be working against each other on a deal, they will help that other person. If the other person is having a problem, they'll step in and assist with that. That's just an amazing thing within this industry.
Yes, I agree. And that's a good way to close our show today. Before we leave, we will review a listing. Pat, if you would, please.
Yes, this is a lovely top-of-the-line ranch at 625 Taylor Avenue in Scranton. This home has 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a 2-car built-in garage. You'll never carry the groceries in from the rain again into this house. It also has a beautiful fireplace, a cedar closet, first floor laundry. This home has a brick and stone exterior, excellent landscaping. It has a built-in china closet, Corian countertops, and a security system, and 2 family rooms. At 625 Taylor Avenue, Scranton, for $325,000, and it's listed by Sue Shylak.
Thank you, Pat. And Carter from HGTV has a bit of advice. Before the cold weather arrives, try to lower your heating bills by properly sealing your home. Look for drafts around the windows, the doors, and the vents. Use caulk or weather stripping to seal them. It may not be glamorous, but it will pay you back down the road. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. If you have any questions during the week,
you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. You can call us toll free at 888-399-5225 or 570-344-6724.
If you want to suggest a future topic, please feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com to view our listings, to search the MLS, or to listen to archive radio shows. You can go to jruddy.com. You can friend us on Facebook, or don't be shy, you can visit us at our office at Dunmore Corners, 111 West Drinker Street. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.